Dolphins are back after the bye. Let's preview the game against the Buffalo Bills with former Dolphin running back Troy Stradford. I'm Jesse Agler. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball for the Miami Dolphins. Everybody's been talking about it. Pass protection's got to get better, and you'd like to see a little bit more out of the running game.
No question about it. And coming off of the bye week where you had an opportunity to kind of do some self-analysis of your football team, what you do well, what you don't do well, we got to protect Ryan Tannehill. That's number one. Number two, we got to run the football. The Buffalo Bills, they allow like 125 yards rushing per game, so it's an opportunity to get some yards on the ground. We got to do that.
Buffalo, though, can get after the quarterback Mario Williams playing about as well as he has at any point in his NFL career, and they're moving him around all over the place trying to create mismatches.
And that means it's a critical job for communication between the quarterback, the offensive line, the running backs as well. The Buffalo Bills' strengths, unfortunately, has been our weakness the first five games, so something has to give and take here. Hopefully we do the giving.
Flip it over to the other side. We'll get to Thad Lewis, the Miami native, in just a moment. But the running backs for the Bills, Fred Jackson, he's Mr. Inside, C.J. Spiller, Mr. Outside. Mm-hmm. About as good a 1-2 as there is in the NFL.
You know, that's that thing that's going on in the National Football League where you have tandem running backs and they have two of them. So they could turn around, protect that young quarterback, and hand the football off. So the front of the Miami Dolphins, they got to be outstanding on Sunday. They got to shut down the running game and not allow Buffalo to get going on the ground.
A couple of talented wide receivers. The Bills do expect Stevie Johnson to be able to be back for this game. And then there is Thad Lewis, graduated from Hialeah Miami Lakes, went to Duke, studied under David Cutcliffe there, and now making his second ever NFL start. Better than his first ever, because at least he got some tape on the guy.
And listen, this is a second start. Let's hope it's not a good start. You got to force the young guy into mistakes. And as a guy in the secondary, you're sitting there saying, our opportunity is going to come. So when it comes, we got to take advantage of it. And hopefully we'll have a pick six in this game.
There you go. I like that. Pick six would be good. Kickoff is 1 o'clock at Sun Life Stadium. Enjoy the game.